David Weed from Service Credit Union. We are here on kind of an opening day of the 2018 NACUSO Network here in Anaheim, California. Disneyland's like right behind us.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well. We were just talking before the recording. You're going to do like a tour of Southern California here the next couple of days.
Yeah,
well done.
At the end of the week, go down to San Diego and check out San Diego Zoo. Probably travel along the coastline, the Pacific Coast One.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful drive.
So it's our first time in Southern California.
Well, if you need any local tips, I'll fill you in, all right?
I'll look
Torrey
you
Pines
up.
Reserve is another place you got to check out as well, right next to the golf course there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep. Balboa Park.
Balboa Park is awesome as well, yeah.
All right.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Southern Cal.
Speaking of not going wrong, this conference, you can't go wrong here. There's a lot of great information here. Is there anything specifically that you're looking for at the conference that you want to take back to your credit union?
Absolutely. I'm sort of focused on the business lending track this year.
Mm-hmm.
Participations, government guaranteed loans, changes in the regulations that happened over the last couple of years. There's a lot of change in the MBL space, and the content that the NACUSO conference provides is top notch.
Indeed, they got some great speakers here, great content. I think David Robinson's getting ready to talk here in about a half hour or so.
What
so that's
treat.
Exciting. I know.
Yeah.
I know the Admiral is here in the house. Hey, let's talk about a more specific topic, Service Credit Union's construction lending programs. What do you want to talk about? I mean, what do you want to share with us here?
Well, it's been one of those themes, a product theme, that we've seen grow and grow over the last several years. You know, this year alone, we've approved over $100 million in construction loans.
Wow.
In just the first quarter.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. And
well
so
done.
We see, you know, the economy is still strong. You know, fundamentals are there, low unemployment. Investment into real estate. And so we see the opportunity to serve that market that otherwise, you know, can't be served by other institutions.
Right.
There's a strong demand, quality borrowers, you know, strong repayment cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to ask you why. What are the keys behind the success? And I think you just kind of alluded to a couple of them right there.
Yeah, you have to have some, structure to support, you know, this type of lending. You know, from construction management firms that make sure the project is on time and on budget, and as well attorneys. And then your staff who has to be experienced in that. Those are some of the keys to make a successful program. Once you have those pieces, though, and you have a good product and a strong market, the rest happens.
Yeah. What kind of can you filter it down to like types of construction? Is it home construction? Is it business? Or what type of construction is it that's really going off the hook here?
It's mixed. And, for example, we're working on a 20-acre, 150-acre hydroponic facility, tomatoes, lettuce, 100 acres under glass, production sold for the first 10 years, institutional investors, Goldman Sachs, you know, two apartment houses on the Boston suburbs in Watertown.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a variety of different scenarios, and again, it's a strong economy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like making, like we said before, let's make some hay while the sun is shining, you know?
Absolutely.
So, how do you see the rest of the year shaking out? I mean, you just mentioned that, you know, first quarter, it's been pretty darn good so far. How do you see the rest of the year going?
We're optimistic, but cautious,
right?
So we're several years into this strong growth cycle. And again, we haven't seen any signs of stress at this point. But yet, you know, we know cycles happen. We're just making sure that we stick to the fundamentals, repayment sources, collateral sources, and ensure that we have the staff that sort of make sure that all the details are there.
Did the interest rate hike, I think, kind of inched it up a little? Did that have any effect, or is it still kind of things are still normal as far as business goes?
We're seeing some repricing.
Okay.
So we're seeing, you know, again, both the fixed rate end repricing and the floating rate. You know, again, it depends on the size of the project and their budgets. You know, smaller projects can absorb interest rate changes easier than bigger projects. And so it is a factor. You've got to put stress on those budgets, make sure they can handle it. And again, look at that 2 and 3 years down the road. What is the interest rate going to be when that construction's finished,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, so. Exactly. Wow, good. Sounds like good times are happening in your neck of the woods. So
it is
well
nice.
Done, sir.
And I'm joining Southern Cal in the conference.
Right on. Great recipe. David, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the time as
Have
always.
A great day.
Well done. You all too. Right. Enjoy Southern California.